الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited in the khutbah from Surah At-Tawbah, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is addressing the believers that all those who have got iman, who claim to be believers, اتقوا الله fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your iman is still weak. Your iman needs to be strengthened. It needs to be consolidated. Your iman needs to become stronger. So adopt this quality of taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. Taqwa is such a quality that it affects every facet of our lives. If a person has got taqwa, then you will see the effects of taqwa in every aspect of his life. You'll see it in his character, you'll see it in his behavior, you'll see it in his ibadat, you'll see it in his social etiquettes, you'll see it in his business as well, his transactions as well. Because he's always afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So if I'm going to rob someone, maybe I can deceive the person, or I can somehow or the other hide it. No one will know about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. And the day of Qiyamah is coming. I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will have to give a record of all of this. And the scores will be settled on the day of Qiyamah. So if whatever you took from him now, maybe it seems like you got away in the dunya, but what's going to happen to you on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take your ibadat and give it to that person? He's going to take your amal, your good deeds, and give it to that person. That for whatever you robbed him now, you cannot pay him with rands, you cannot pay him with dollars, there's no wealth, there's no gold, there's no silver. It is now amal that are going to be used to pay that person. So all the amal this person took so much of difficulty doing. He went for hajj. He went for umrah. He read nafal namaz. He read tahajjud. It's all going to be taken away. It's going to be given to that person. So this is this quality of taqwa, where a person is constantly afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is constantly concerned. He mustn't do anything to break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mustn't do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest achievement in your life is the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. If you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything is in Allah's control. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, O Allah, the owner of the kingdom. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom to whomsoever you wish. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And you snatch away the kingdom from whomsoever you wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the wealth, all the treasures, kingdom. Allah can give an empire to someone. Allah can take an empire away from someone. So that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. People are so worried about their name in society. They're so worried about their reputation. People are worried about their reputation. What's going to happen to my reputation? Did you ever think for a moment in whose control izzat and respect lies? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْإِزَّةِ. What are they seeking respect by people? You think people are going to give you respect? فَإِنَّ الْإِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All respect belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Sickness, cure, good health, riches, life, death, whatever you're thinking about is within the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah is pleased with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the systems of the world work in favor of you. Because Allah is pleased with this man, is doing everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching every move of ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching every statement of ours. Allah is watching every intention of our person's mind. What does he have in his heart? Does he intend good or does he intend bad? You're thinking of someone. One is you thinking bad of that person. And one is you thinking good of him. One is you thinking, hey, this man got a problem. Let me make dua for him. Instead of me talking bad about him and going and bad mouthing him and speaking bad about what he's doing or his child is being, let me make dua for him. I could have also been in this predicament. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the conditions. You know, when the wheel turns, there's a time that things change. Today everything is rosy for me. I am very happy. My children are productive. My children are progressing. Everything is seeming very good for me. So I'm laughing at other people. You know, laughing is a very big sin. Some ulama say it's among the worst of sins to mock at people and laugh at people. And unfortunately, a lot of these sicknesses have now gripped us. It has gripped us as part of our life without us even realizing. But these are things that are going to bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, you think to yourself, let me make dua for him. Allah save me from that problem. Allah save me from that predicament. Today things are all working very good for me. 10 years down the line, 20 years down your line. Now your children all came out, mashallah, very good. What happens to the next generation? When your grandchildren come, what's the story? Now the man is old, the grandchild came, grandchild is going and embarrassing him. It's a form of disgrace for him. Disgrace that grandchild is being. But 10, 20 years ago, you were laughing at someone. You were laughing at that person's child. You were laughing at his situation. So this taqwa is something that we have to inculcate and bring within our lives. Always think to yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Instill this in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. You can maybe hide from your father, you can hide from your mother, you can hide from your teachers, you can hide from your ustads. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching in you. He knows exactly what you are doing. So always have this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Now imagine if someone I really respected, I really loved, I looked up towards, and he's watching me. I'm all alone now. I've got my cell phone. You know, the cell phone is a means of many, many problems for a lot of people. Allah protects. A lot of people, they are falling into sins that you cannot even imagine. You cannot even think also someone is going to fall into a sin like that. People are addicted to pornography. Addicted. You know, you get people addicted to drugs. You get people addicted to alcohol. Shaitan takes you gradually. Shaitan doesn't take you one shot. Shaitan is not operating from yesterday. Thousands of years he's seen this dunya. He's seen too many people like me and you. He knows different tricks. If one trick doesn't work, he uses another trick. The second trick doesn't work, he uses a third trick. So Shaitan also lures people. Gradually he will pull people into vice, into sin. First he desensitizes us. What a man could not imagine doing when he was a child. 50 years ago, if you told your grandfather, you know, your grandchild, he's going to one day, this is what he's going to be watching. He'd say, can never be, impossible. My grandchild won't go near something like that. Filth, dirt, how can he ever do something like that? But it's 50 years down the line, and the grandchild or the great-grandchild. So first he desensitizes us. Desensitization. Then the second step, acceptance. First the person got something in his mind, in his heart, he knows that, you know, this thing is not the right thing I'm doing. Doing this is not right, it's wrong, it's haram, it's sinful. But then he starts to accept it. Then the next step comes, acceptance. And then the third step comes, Allah protect, where there's complete distortion. Now he takes that to be part and parcel of life. He has to do it multiple times a day. So these sins are not going to bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going to bring the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not going to bring about favorable conditions. We can't carry on like this and expect Allah's help to come in different parts of the world. We have to make a positive change in our lives. We have to identify what is permissible, what is impermissible, what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just take the tongue itself. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi mentioned 20 sins of the tongue. 20 sins. We don't even know what the 20 sins of the tongue are. But the tongue itself, how many sins are perpetrated, are committed by the tongue? This sin is not going to bring about favorable conditions. This is what's going to bring about anxiety. This is going to bring about restlessness. Now the man is restless. Now he's anxious. Now he's battling to sleep. Now he's got this problem. Now he's got that problem. No. Go and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct that line, oh Allah, so many years. I've been in your disobedience. But now I want to make a positive change. Allah ta'ala, I want to come closer to you. I want to become near to you. You know, you hear wali, you hear this. A lot of people will say this word. This is a wali of Allah. Or this person is from the awliya of Allah. So the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the awliya. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Who are the awliya? Who are the friends of Allah? Those who have got iman. What is iman? Got to be very strong. Iman cannot be something that there's doubt in it. Iman has to be very, very firm, very strong. And the second quality is, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They got this quality of taqwa within them, within their lives. They're always worried, they're concerned. We mustn't break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mustn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hear of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was so powerful that the superpowers of the time, when they would hear his name, then they would start shaking. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a simple man. If you think he was wearing some extravagant fancy clothing, then you're wrong. Hazrat Umar radiallahu never lived in a palatial home. Hazrat Umar radiallahu be up to 12 patches on his clothing. How many of us will wear clothing with patches? Tell the person your clothes are torn, just patch it. How many people will wear that clothing? Hazrat Umar radiallahu was such a simple man. But what was the power and might he had? It was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala never played around when it came to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no compromise. This is the deen of Allah. This is the command of Allah. Everything else can be broken. Everything else can be destroyed. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you don't play around with. You don't mess around with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And Imam Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions an incident. Says once the Roman Emperor, he sent an ambassador to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala for some work. So this person comes to Madinah Munawwara. Now he's coming from the Roman Empire. In his mind he understands that a king needs to be living in a palace. So he comes and he asks the people, I need to meet this man Umar bin Khattab. Where is his palace? People of Madinah Munawwara says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no palace. He's a simple man. He's living here like how normal people are living in the homes. He's got his home also. Now he's thinking, what type of a king this man is? Supposed to be such a powerful king. He got no palace. Anyway, he's trying to locate now where Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh is. Somehow or the other he finds under one tree somewhere Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh is resting. All alone. No big entourage, no security, nothing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is sleeping comfortably. Not worried about anything, anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives you that peace of mind, then you don't need to be in a palace. The man will be in a hut also, he'll sleep. Because Allah ta'ala gave him that peace of mind, that happiness, that contentment. We think peace is going to come with wealth. People got all the wealth in the world, but they got no peace. They're living miserable lives. We actually have to make dua for people, because that's how difficult things are becoming. Outwardly, you cannot see any reason for a man to be so miserable. But again, yeah, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, this earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This food you're eating is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's food. Everything here belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make your life very narrow. Allah can make your life very difficult. Although in the eyes of the world, you are a very privileged person. But only you know what you are going through. Only you know the battles that you have to undergo. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, this person, he comes to see Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh. As he sets eyes on Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anh, there's an awe and a fear that comes over him. He starts trembling. Now this person was used to going to different kings of the world. This was not the first ruler that he came to meet. But never something like this had happened to him. Never it happened to him. And then he realized this man has got some other power. He's got a divine power. And respected friends, that is where we are making a mistake in our lives. We are not trying to get divine help. Anything you got, any problem you got, even if you got a sickness, Allah has to first send that shifa down for you to come right. You can go to all the doctors in the world, you can try everything. Until and unless Allah doesn't send out, Allahumma anzil rahmatan min rahmatik, wa shifa'an min shifa'ik, ala hadha al-wajah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is one of the du'as he would make. Oh Allah, send down your special rahmat and your shifa on the sickness. When that shifa comes, then you come right. First you'll have to solve your problem here on the musalla. Then the problem can get solved outside. First you got to solve it on the musalla. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, Allah will make everything work in your favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. After that, what steps you need to take. Sometimes in life, a person is so confused, he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know in which direction to go. So this person then, eventually came and he sat and he spoke to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he was so impressed with the simplicity of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the piety that he accepted Islam. And then he remained in the company of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he took benefit from him. So this is that taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat which we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the Quran Sharif, taqwa is being repeated over and over again. Almost every khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the khutbah of nikah, the ayats that are being recited, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, wa qulu qawlan sadida. Every time when we sit down for a nikah, pay attention to the ayats that are being repeated. Why? Because if you've got taqwa, the husband will never violate the rights of the wife. He will never hurt his wife. If the wife got taqwa, she will never violate the rights of the husband. Because she got taqwa, she's got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she knows she's answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that we need to bring within our lives. We need to inculcate it constantly. Ponder over this, that Allah is watching. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, does man not know that Allah is watching him? You know, if you're being watched on a CCTV, person is working somewhere and he knows that his employer is watching him all the time on the CCTV, he's going to do something wrong and yeah, he's going to get fired. So how particular he will be that he doesn't do anything wrong. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching every move of ours. Every time I'm using my eyes, every time I'm using my ears, every time I'm using my tongue, I'm using my heart, I'm thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. But then the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also gives us the way to bring about this taqwa in our lives. Someone may say, but it's so hard. So Allah ta'ala says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. You stay in the company of the truthful, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You come in the right company. You know, anything you want in life, you'll go to the source. A person wants mitai, you'll go to the mitai shop. A person wants shoes, you'll go to the shoe shop. Whatever you want, you'll go to the source where you can get it. So taqwa, you will get it in the hearts of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll have to go to the Allah wala. That man already got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go and sit in his company. You sit in his company, you sit in his programs, you learn from him, you benefit from him, you can consult with him also in things that are confusing you, and slowly, gradually, you will see the change coming about in your life. Slowly you will see now, one thing coming right. Okay, before, I felt I could not leave this. But now, alhamdulillah, the realization has come. So many people will tell you, you know, we thought we'll never be able to give up the television. We never imagined. But now, we don't want to even go anywhere near that. We don't want to look at anything that is haram. We don't want to see anything that is haram. Coming in the right environment, coming in the right company, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending time in the environment of the masjid, in the environment of where dini programs are taking place. Let us create that environment within our homes if we want our children to have taqwa. Let us start reading the kitabs. Alhamdulillah, you've got the Fazaili Amal, Fazaili Sadaqat, Fazaili Hajj, Fazaili Durood, so many different kitabs that we have got. There's very beautiful stories, inspiring stories in these kitabs. Every day you take out 5-10 minutes, you read one story, read one hadith, teach your child, educate your child, make that intention first, that I'm talking to my own self. Whenever we're talking to anyone, first we make intention that we're talking to our own selves. We're working on our own selves. Inshallah, if we make an effort, we sit in the company of the pious people, that is the substitute. Remember, the authors who wrote those books were great personalities. Now they're gone from the dunya. We can't go and physically sit in their company. But if we read their books, it is like being in their company. In the same manner, if you're reading a book that has got something wrong in it, something incorrect in it, the author was a confused person, or he was a perverted person, then that's going to negatively impact on us. How this is going to positively impact on us, that is going to negatively impact on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.